finally, I'm doing a segment on my night out by myself again back on Friday, March 30th. Yes, it's been a week and yet I didn't say shit about it, but here it is. Stay tuned. Peace.
This is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. I'm at my usual club place. It's hard for me to call it a club because it's really a restaurant by day, and at night they turn into a club. So there's people still finishing up their meals at their booths, but I'm here early, so I don't have to pay to cover. Anyway, I hope you guys can hear me. We'll see what happens. We'll see if this makes it into a segment. Stay tuned. I might be reporting throughout the night. Peace.
So no, I did not record throughout the night. Although I did make an attempt, I did record something, but you can't hear my voice. You just hear the background. You just hear the background noise, the music, and that's it. You can tell from that recording though, it basically hasn't started. The club has not started yet. You can just hear the talking of people and people eating dinner. So that was that. And but anyway, so for this particular outing of me, myself, and I want to focus on a few things: the student, the chiropractors, and the latest trends in of men dancing. And I will explain all three of those. So I'm not gonna explain, like, I was going to go, you know, from the beginning to end of my night, but that's kind of boring in a way because I don't know. I rather have highlights, honestly. It's kind of like watching a basketball game, right? Not every single moment will be a slam dunk or, you know, a crazy layup. Nah, it's just gonna be some boring shit like fouls or free throws. You don't want to hear about that. So anyway, so I met a guy who was sitting next to me, and, you know, I'm an observant kind of person, especially in these type of settings, especially if I'm by myself. And I was sitting next to him, I don't know, not because he attracted me, I just wanted to sit somewhere. And he was just looking at his phone, which is not a big deal, right? I mean, people look at their phone all the time. But I happened to glance at what he was looking at. And no, it wasn't porn, so don't get too excited over there. He was looking at notes. And I started to think, is this guy studying? He looks like he's studying. Which amazes me because this is a club. You don't really correlate studying and a club. So it didn't make sense at first. But the world is a crazy place, and why can't this happen? And you're probably thinking, how do you really know this person's studying? Well, get this, I talked to him. Well, we both strike the conversation. His name is Joe. Yep, that is his real name. And I know I don't usually reveal real people's names, but because there's so many Joes in the world, you have no idea who I'm talking about unless I start really describing him and telling you what school he goes to and what he's studying, and that might narrow things down a bit. But anyway, yeah, just some small talk, like, oh, are you with anyone? And I'm like, no. And he isn't. He's actually also by himself, and he does this kind of thing, like just go to clubs by himself. And that's all great because I do that, right? So that was a connection, but I was not attracted to him. No siree. So anyway, he admits, like, hey, yeah, I'm studying for a test this upcoming week. I'm like, wow, I know, I saw you reading your notes. So I was right, guys. He was studying in a club. It's so loud in there, and people are rowdy in front of you. But whatever works, man, whatever helps you remember your anatomy or whatever you're studying, kudos to you to find that place, because sometimes it's hard to find a good studying place. So he found his. Good job. So there's that. That's the student. Next is the chiropractors. It's a cool bunch of chiropractors dancing and having a good time, and there's nothing wrong with that. And one of them kind of said that he wanted to go out with me, like dinner, and that I thought that was really sweet, but I was not attracted to him, and he was a chiropractor, and that made me sad. Like, fuck, I'm not attracted to you, dude. And it's so, you know, he's like a nice guy, very well dressed. kind of too well dressed for the club, you know, wearing a blazer, a dress shirt, slacks. I'm like, this is not that type of club, you know what I mean? There's some clubs who have a certain dress code and he could fit in those, but this club is like, you know, not that you can wear just anything either, but still, it's not super strict on attire. So I was sad. I wasn't really feeling him, and he was like, oh, you can dance well, teach me how to dance. And I was just like, oh no, don't do this. You know, he's trying to be charming, and not that he's not handsome, he is actually, I'm just not attracted to him. But I was attracted to his friend or his co-worker or whoever, and he was a good dancer. See, he had this type of swag I like that I was attracted to. So of course, you know, I mean, it's not like, okay, here, I did not try to make my way into his peripherals, you know, because we were dancing as a group, and the guy who had hit on me, you know, asked me to hang out with them, and I was like, okay, cool, whatever, or stay with them to dance, because he thought I was a good dancer. And then eventually, you know, I started dancing with a cute guy. I'm gonna call him Luke, just for the hell of it. And Luke and I were vibing well as a dancing type of couple, you know, nothing else. Nothing like, oh, he likes me, I like him. Nah, none of that bullshit. I don't know how he feels about me, but we were able to get some alone time, like outside of the group, and we were dancing, and then he starts grinding on me, and that's typical club, dance club, like, manners, I guess. That is what is expected from men if you go out to clubs. And then I wanted a bottle of water. He actually went with me, because some guys are just like, okay, I'll meet you here, I'll wait here. But he actually went with me. But this is the part that was troublesome. So I was at the bar, standing there, waiting to be served, along with all the other people waiting to be served. And this Luke guy, he just like starts grinding on me from behind. I can tell he's getting drunk. He's drunk. Like, I've seen him drinking. And for some reason, it does bother me, and I say, hey, you gotta stop. Like, it's just, it doesn't matter. I mean, this is not a dancing area, and nobody's dancing. And it's just feel like I'm standing there, some dude is grinding on me. I mean, I'm sure I'm not, like, the first woman in history to experience this. It's just really awkward. And so I told him, he did, and then we had some small talk. Just, you know, I had to ask, like, what ethnicity he was. He asked what I was. Whatever, he seems to be cool, whatever. And then we went back to dancing. We actually ended up joining his friends again. But he was out of it, man. He was just out of it. He started dancing with someone else. Or he sat down and I danced. But it was just, he was drunk. And I was like, nope, too bad. That's really sad. He's really cute, too. And he's studying to be a chiropractor. Like, he's almost there. So, pretty young. So, remember I was saying that I was attracting like 23-year-olds in the past experiences of my clubbing life as a 33-year-old? This one is 25. So Lady Jig is moving up in the age range, guys. 25. I jumped 2 more years. So watch out. I'm going to hit on those 34. Those 34-year-olds are going to jump at me so quickly. And you guys are going to be like, finally, Lady Jig, you're talking to people around your age and not trying to be like a creepy cougar. Anyway, but I'm not a creepy cougar because I look 25. That's what these people say. Although I have told my friends that it seems like I'm a mirror for a lot of people. Like 19-year-olds think I'm 19, or, you know, 20-year-olds thinks I'm 20. They just see a mirror. They just see themselves. And that's great, I guess. But anyway, so, you know, the night was fine, and, you know, oh, wait a minute, I forgot to include in my list, I mentioned the student, the chiropractors, there's this dude, he talk about, like, what do they say about alcohol, like, it's your, now I gotta look it up, hold on, I'm gonna take a pause here. I forgot the saying. I had to search, what did I search? Fuck, I even forgot that. I put sayings about alcohol giving you confidence. That's how I search it. Basically, liquid confidence. Sorry, actually, I fucked it up. It's liquid courage. Liquid courage. My memory, dude, I swear, my short-term memory is effed up. But yeah, liquid courage does so much. I mean, this guy is probably confident in general, but to straight up go up to me and say, hey, I just want to let you know I appreciate you. I was like, fuck me, you know? What? Okay. So I'm just, you know, I'm being respectful. So I'm talking to him. He's like, yeah, you know, I think you're great, blah, blah, blah. So he starts dancing with me. But he starts being aggressive. Like, he's already, his body's super close to me. And, okay, now this is a move. Now, this is something I wanted to talk about. The latest trend of what guys do on the dance floor. And this has happened not only with this confident guy, but with Luke. He did this to me where a guy will twirl you, a woman around, like me, and then have the woman be basically the ass of the woman be near the men of the penis. Does that make sense? Like, I'm basically, oh God, I can't even explain it. Like, I'm in front of him, but I'm not facing him, facing the other way. And then that's when they'll start the grind. That's where they start. And it's like, you know, because, okay, to me, I always think when a guy twirls you around, it's like a sweet romantic gesture. It's like, because, you know, I used to watch like old ass, like, black and white movies and shit, and it's like they're on the dance floor, you know, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers are like dancing, and then she gets twirled and it's very romantic. I'm like, you're probably thinking, what the fuck are you talking about, Lady J? But this is messed up. It's just to, I'll twirl you around so that my dick can feel your ass, and then we'll grind it here on the dance floor. That is the latest trend on the dance floor for men to do with women. And no, I'm not all about that. Nope. I wasn't feeling the guy. And this guy was so confident. And I told him too, like, nope, I don't like that. Stop. And he did. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he wanted a kiss from me. How about a kiss right here in the cheek? I'm like, wow, what have you been drinking, buddy? I should have said that. I was like, nope. And then it just ended. He kind of walked away. And I was like, what the fuck? What happened? You know? I mean, obviously, I refused his kiss. But it was just really weird how it kind of ended. He just walked away without saying anything. I should have been walking away. Fuck, you know? So I'm thinking, the night is dead for me. Like, I'm exhausted. I've been there early. I went to work really early. So I'm tired. It is the end of the day for me, for sure. And as I'm walking out, I run into Liquid Courage guy. And he sees me, he's like, oh, you leaving? You know, like, all like that and shit. And then he points at his cheek again, gesturing for a kiss. And I'm like, you're pushing your luck, bro. Mm-mm. It's fascinating to engage with people who are drunk, and I'm not even tipsy or drunk, you know, and observe other people's behavior. You're like, shit, you know, that's what I look like. And I get it. I'm not judging them because they're, you know, they work their asses off, or maybe not, I don't know. And they're just trying to enjoy themselves. They're trying to release some stress. I get it. But just seeing that, I'm just like, okay, that's cool, you know. But being like sober at the moment is, you know, gives you a certain point of view too. I mean, I'm enjoying myself, and I you know, not like I'm regretting I didn't drink or anything, but yeah, so that was my side of it. But anyway, that was my night back March 30th. That was a Friday. I finally recorded. Is already, what is it, April 7th? It's Saturday night. And you know, I have a friend who I kind of was, yeah, we were kind of dating, but then we said, let's be friends, blah, blah, blah. He actually texted me and said, hey, I'm going to be in Long Beach. You want to come out? I don't know. I really don't know. I got to finish this application and, you know, but who knows? Maybe I'll carpe diem the night. But Because I always have this feeling that I want to go out all the time. Not all the time, but either the Friday or the Saturday. It's either one or the other. But I actually don't feel like going out, so, which is a big deal in my history, I think, as a single person especially. Anyway, thank you for joining me in this segment. It is 15 minutes long. It's like, fuck, that's how long the night was. Well, no, what am I talking about? It was not 15 minutes. Shit, can't even talk. It was much longer. It was a couple of hours. But anyway, have a good night and be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace.
What's good, Lady Jig? You already know who it is, baby girl. I just had to come at you, show you some love. You know what I'm saying? I see you out here getting it out at that club. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, just a thought. If you always run into issues like this at the club and whatnot, you should go do, like, salsa clubs, it sounds like. You need to go to more clubs like that, especially if you love to dance and get it on, because it's a different type of sensual dancing. Like, there's no grinding, but there is a lot of touching. It's intimate. You already know, I ain't gotta explain salsa to you, but that type of dancing to me is so much more fun than just grinding on a girl. Because, yeah, I'm a dude, I've been in the club, I've been grinding on women, they've been putting that booty on me and stuff. Yeah, it's cool, whatever, but I like the art of dance. I like the art. I feel like you get to know someone a little more when you at the salsa club. You know what I'm saying? It's way better to me. So I just figured I'd throw out my two cents. Not that you need it, but there it is, girl.
Maddie, Maddie, Mo Show. What's up, Lady Jig over here? This is late. You sent this 4 days ago. Thank you for your call-in or whatever they call it now, voice message. And I got that a lot. I've actually... So... Maddie Mo here, he had responded to one of my segments about me going out alone and going to the club and enjoying myself and dancing with guys and all that shit. And then these guys are just trying to find ways to grind on you, or they do grind on you. And, you know, not that I'm totally against that. It's great and all, but I don't want to do that the whole night. So I like to dance. I think I dance well, and I don't just grind. I do other, you know, I dance. And so now, Maddie, thank you for your recommendation. Just go to the salsa clubs, like hit up the salsa clubs. And I agree with you. You're not the only one that recommended that. I have a coworker who said that, like, just go, you know, to the salsa. Like, it's like you are touching someone, and but it's sexy, and it's like, it's orchestrated, you know what I mean? Like, I've taken ballroom classes, so I learned how to salsa, so I know what you mean by that. And I'm not against that idea. It's just that I don't want to salsa the whole night, you know? I don't want to salsa the whole night. I want to do, like, I mainly dance hip-hop, influence of jazz, you know, and shit like that. So I mean, it's tight if I go to a club and they mix that, you know, they have some salsa in there, you know, all kinds of music. It's hard to find a club like that that will play all kinds of music, because usually you go to a club, they're all straight hip-hop, or you go to a club and they just straight up play Latin music, or, you know, so it's just hard to find like a well-diverse club that plays all kinds of music. Anyway, that's my spiel there. So I'm just responding to Maddie Mo, but just kind of putting my two cents on that recommendation about me just hitting up the salsa clubs. Not against it, it's just I don't want to just dance salsa, you know what I mean? Anyway, this is just a quick one. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Take care. Bye.